What's going on, everybody? It is Coach Greg Adams back in here in prime time. Shout out to the Coach Gang for being here and being involved and being active on this YouTube channel. And welcome to Wednesday night prime time. We up in here late, but it's still sun up here in Southern California. But on the East Coast and all in between, you guys are all in your pajamas. You done put your oil all on your chocolated skin, and you are all ready for bed, and you're listening to me prime time, man. We're going to talk about this situation here. Today, it is going to be the power hour. Today, my schedule got completely wrecked, all right, towards the end, leading up to my normal live stream time, and I had to change course real quick. And I was like, you know what? I had a subject planned, and I had the thumbnail all planned out, but I had to move some things around last minute. Somebody contacted last minute that I've been waiting for a long time to happen. It wasn't Kaylee, though. Hold up. I mean, you know, I could have got a couple of strokes in. But do me a favor, man. I had to hit the like button while you're in here. But I had to move some things around last minute. But I was like, the show must go on. The show must go on. We're going to be in here for an hour. We're not going to stay long. The power hour is here. I always will go in. All right. So anyway, let's see here. I'm seeing a chat by Senior Oro. No, he already got it already. All right. That's from yesterday. All right. Well, we got super chats already. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this young woman right here. Let's see this young woman right here. As you can see, she has her video and her image cropped just so to show off them soggy titties. All right. Mm. Listen, she got them soggy titties in, made sure she got them soggy, saggy, you know, 4-5 breast clip titties in. You know, she got them in, didn't she? She made sure she got that in the photo and the video. All right, this woman right here, all right, who's, you know what I mean? She's a donut away from being a busted Pillsbury biscuit can. Let's just be honest. She ain't bad, all right? I've had worse, but she's a donut away from being a busted Pillsbury biscuit can. And what happens is these people tend to have egos on these dating apps. When they go out on dating apps, they think that she's doing you a favor, okay? She thinks that she's doing a favor.
And that's you.
Right? Like, I'll go out with you. All right, I'm tired of getting my back blown out by all of these Chads and Tyrones. I'll let you take me out on a date, okay? And then, you know, what she's eventually going to do is she's going to string your ass along after she didn't smuggle all this salami from all the Chads and Tyrones. And then she's going to let you take her out on 2 or 3 dates. And then, oh, you're such a good man. You're such a good man. Thank you very much. I know you don't have any options. I know I'm doing you a favor, and I'll just string it along with you, right?
And that's you.
Well, this woman ended up getting ghosted. And let me tell you something. The guy that ghosted her was probably not a top-tier guy in her mind. He wasn't Chad. He wasn't Tyrone. And she figured, I'll string his ass along, and then he ghosted her. Mm. All right, he was like, string me along.
Nope.
That ain't how it works around here. This ain't how it works. So, yeah, she got them saggy mud flaps all out there. You know when that you take that bra off, everything just be like, hold up. Hey, you take her bra off, you hit her with them, you know, the 2 clip, you know, that, because when you're dealing with Kaylee, she only got like 2 clips on her bra. This woman got 4 or 5 clips on her bra. You got to take it all off like this. You take it off, and then them titties be like. You already know. That's what they doing, but she, because they not even plumped up in the video. They looking soggy right now. Let's get into the show. Anyway, there's going to be extra haters in here because I normally don't go in on live streams at this particular point. So there's going to be some new people. Who is this guy? Never heard of this guy before. Who is he? Whose talking points is he using? You know, these people are going to come in. But anyway, who cares about all that? Let's get into these super chats. Well, oh, but the point was, she thought he was doing him a favor, and she got ghosted. And she wondered why. She said, why did this guy ghost me? And the reason why she wanted to know why is because to her, he was low value. To her, he was doing her a favor.
And
right?
That's you.
Or she was doing him a favor. And so she's sitting there going, how did he diss me? And so she reached out to him to find out why she got ghosted. We're going to talk about it. Let's get the super chats in. All right. Coach, CGA in prime time. CGA in prime time today. Warhammer says, I'm switching to Latina women for my new preference. All right, hey, you know what? Hey, Latina women, be in. You know, they got it going on. They got it going on. There's a lady right here. Where's Where's our Latina girl that's in here? All right. She going to send me feed pictures later. Mita is in the buildings. You got blocked. Mita says, all the ugly men I dated, I mate guarded like crazy. Nobody is safe. All right. She's a little, where's my anyway. What are we talking about here? Oh, shout out to the Latina women. Let's see here. What do we got going on here? I see my thing. Am I getting delayed or what? All right, so if you're switching, hey, Warhammer, if you're switching to Latina women, make sure you do an inventory of her family, all right? The abuela, all of her her tios and tias. The tios and tias are important. If you're going to go to Latina family, you got to know who is the tio and the tia, and then you got to go down to all of the cousins. This is going to be a huge family, bro. I don't think you know what you're getting into. Then you got to know all the older levatos that she kicked it with when she was in high school, all the way to the age you're going to deal with, okay? You got to know all the vatos and all the groups that she's been kicking with, all the essays. Then you got to go know all of her sisters and her brothers, okay? And eventually, somewhere down the line, she's going to turn into a gordita. Shout out to them gorditas out there. You know who you are. It's a slow Tuesday. Gorditas are always in play. All right, shout out to... man, somebody says Latino women family don't be liking the brothers. Hey, you gotta be careful, bro. Hey, you're gonna get stabbed. I'm just telling you. At some particular point, just go ahead and chalk it up. You're gonna get stabbed. It's gonna be West Side Story up in this moment. Hey, do me a favor, hit the like button in here. Hit the like button. Yes, here. All the cholos, yes, it'd be like, hey, SA, hey, on, hey, Oms, you here to see Veronica? Like, Veronica. You here to see Veronica? Hey, S.A. You here to see Veronica, S.A.? Ah, go upstairs, orderly. You go up there like, holy shit. You go up there, man. T.O., T.I.'s there. Poppy's there. Mamacita's there. The abuela's there. The whole damn family going to be rolling up in there, bro. Don't mess around, man. Hey, I got the scoop in the 411 on dealing with multiple races of women. Now, I'm in Southern California, man. I mean, we got everything here. I've dated Bulgarians, Ukrainians, women from Croatia. I've dated African women. I've dated Latinas, white, of course, white. All right, black women. I got it down here, man. I got it down. You better be careful around here. Let's see. Shout out to Warhammer, dog. Avid Hiker is in the building. Shout out to you. Rolo's Pantene Hair Weave is here. Wonderful name, man. Wonderful name. Jason Tarantino over here. He says, stop bring political. Guy finally got a hold of coach and messed up his flow. He did. He made me tap out. The stop bring political guy showed up. Speaking of political, Gavin Newsom won, as I predicted. That I don't want to gloat now. I did predict that he would. I didn't say he would win. I said, essentially, it wouldn't even get to step two on the ballot. Step one was, do you want to recall the governor? And then step two is choose who you want the replacement. I said they won't even get to step two. All right. So as I would predict it, although I don't like it, he is still the governor and the wrath is already here. They already in Los Angeles instituted mandatory poke to go to restaurants, bars, clubs, indoor sports events, concerts, bruh. Hey, yo. And this is just getting started. This is just getting started here. So stop bring political over here. Hey, that's what we do over here. Let's see here. Space Windu came in. Let's give him a round of applause. He says, at the United States, getting my jam on. Got to tune in regardless. Coach Gang back in here. Shout out to you for getting your skate on. Who knows how to roller skate? All right. Black people know how to roller skate. They don't know how to swim, though. All right. Black people be skating. They be like, bounce. Rock skate. They be like, hey, we going to the pool party after this. And they be like, nah, we ain't going to no pool party. We'll go to the roller skate, though. Shout out to Spades Window at the skate. Mr. Joshua says, is CGA in prime time here on the East Coast? Hey, man, we might have to go prime time. I'm ready. Maybe not. I like my spot. Plus, you know what I mean? Saves you time for the junior college. I need to, you know what I mean? Trim my beard, put my beard oil in. In my show, I still have some sunlight. Go watch some Kaylee's. All right, the Red Mass Channel says, go, coach, let's get it. We're going to get it today, man. OC, GM, seen a classic Heat last night. Oh, the classic, the movie Heat last night. Great movie, living the free agent lifestyle, doing what I want, when I want, and how I want. Stay, as he says, save, stay debt-free, and stay single. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Let's see here. All right. Simon Small, back in the building. Thank you, sir. And, man, we got a whole bunch of people in here. DJ Red Pill or Dr. Red Pill. I always call you DJ. Dr. Red Pill. Let's get it in, Coach. Gents, use pipe control. Let's get into the story. I know people are here. We got 1,000 people yet? Oh, it's a little slow in prime time, I see. All right, what's going on here? All right, we'll get it up. That's what she said. Or he said. Let's talk about this woman right here. This woman, we're going to read an article right here of her talking about she got ghosted. And what she did was she texted the guy back. They went on 2 dates. And she says, I'm going to text the guy to see why you ghosted me. AKA, you're beneath me. So I'm surprised that I'm surprised like hell that you had the gall to leave me on red. All right. So let's go ahead and see what's up. Now, I don't know what's going on here. This woman's from the UK. I'm going to go ahead and give her a 4+. All right. 5. She ain't bad, but she ain't good. She ain't young, but she ain't old. All right. She done ran out of time. All right. She's running on thin ice here. So you can tell she's approaching 35, 36, and she's in desperation mode. All right.
What happened? Where did all the men go?
And now she's tired of getting ran through. She's tired of smuggling salami. She's tired of getting her insides pushed to her esophagus. And she wants a real man.
And that's okay? You.
She wants a real man. But unfortunately, she went out on a date, 2 dates with this guy. And he said, oh, I'm out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, baby. And she wants us to know. So let me go ahead and read the article real quick, and we'll play the video. She's a little hard to understand because she's from speaking in an accent, but they do have some words up there. Oh, of course, she went to social media to complain about it. All right, she went to social media to simp wolf whistle. Oh, I would never ghost a girl like you, of course. And please don't go harass this girl. All right, I've done the video. All right, this is why I got deleted from Instagram, because y'all go run over to their accounts, all right, after I post something, and their thing happens to be on there, and then y'all go run over there, and then they come to my account. Don't mention my damn name if you go over there. All right, somebody did that. I posted a video of this dude crying, and somebody posted a long-ass response to the dude, but then the video got taken down for harassment. That was another video. And I was like, why did that video get taken down? Well, what happened was you guys added him in my comment section with a long-ass response to his ass, and he came over to my page, right? So please, guys, leave my freaking name out of it if you're going to go to these people's pages, all right? It is not meant for you to go over there and harass them and give them commentary. Leave these people alone, man. Now, I can make a video of her because I'm a content creator. But I'm not harassing her. I didn't go to her video and harass her. I made a video response. All right, so let's read the article here. When it comes to dating, we'd all love to know what we did right and what we did wrong. So one brave lady who was ghosted has asked an ex all exactly that. After going on 2 dates with a guy, TikTok content creator who shall remain nameless decides to take matters into her own hand. She says in the video on TikTok, caption, you can't win them all, content creator, her name is, we're going to call her Danny. She shared how she was, she had asked for feedback from a man she had been on 2 dates with, and then he had what? He ghosted her, okay? Shockingly, the man told Danielle that with so many options available, he didn't want to be tied down. And I'm telling you guys, the ego of women out here today, the modern woman, they believe they're doing you a favor. When you're on dating apps and they match with you, they believe you don't have no other offers, especially if she believes she's lowering her standard. She lowered her standard and she said, I bet this guy, I can reel his ass in 2 to 3 dates, have him proposing to me in a matter of 3 to 6 months. I'll be walking down the aisle in a year. I'll be popping out his kids. I'll divorce him in 4 years. Okay. This is what she's thinking, but she got ghosted. And what he said, shockingly, what do you mean shockingly? Shockingly. Shockingly, the man told Danielle that with so many options available, he didn't want to be tied down. Danielle explained, it wasn't me. There's other options. Wait. Danielle, it was you. You were one of the options, but you didn't get the smuggling salami, so you got ghosted. All right, that's basically what happened. You did not get the smuggling salami, and you got ghosted. And he says, there's other options, and that's fine because there's other options for me, too. Oh, now, now she's trying to say, well, I got other options, too. Of course you do. The only options you have is available DMs full of salami. That's all you got. That's all you got. All you're going to get is some roar and a snore. You're lucky to get a meal. You're lucky to get a bologna sandwich. That's what you're about to get. All right? You're about to get a mouthful of succy. That's all you got coming your way. All right? Don't act like you got mad options. It's a rapsky. All right? And the more you age and the more that double chin comes in, baby, I don't know what to tell you. All right? The soggier your upper chest gets, it's going to be tough for you, man. It's going to be tough. What you need to do is get them feet pictures out.
No more feet. No more feet. Help me. Help.
You need to be like Rachel Dolezal and get them feet pictures and start selling them because it's about to be a rapsky. So she's trying to act like, oh, I got options too. Of course you do. Not like he does. The feedback was brutal, but as Danielle explained in her video, at least he was honest with her. I always told you, honesty is the best policy. Addressing her followers, Danielle explained, so I'm going to show you a text conversation from a lad who had been seen previously, and then I think we need to discuss it. Why do they want to run to social media so bad and basically cover for their L's so that they can get simps and women. Oh, it doesn't matter. You're so beautiful. You're beautiful just the way you are. She got to get some simps to come in there and run in the comment section. And guess what? They're going to come in there. They'll be there. She explained that the text came about because I was a little bit I wanted a little bit of feedback from him. We went on two dates and it just kind of fizzled out. So from his point of view, I wanted to know why it fizzled out. Guys, AKA translation, I can't believe he dumped me. I can't believe it. So let's go ahead and review part one of the video of her trying to save face because she felt some sort of way. And she's trying to save face and she's going to run a TikTok to try to get an explanation. Here we go.
So I'm going to show you a text from a conversation from a lad who I've seen previous today. And then nothing, we need to discuss it. The text came about because I wanted a little bit of feedback from him. We went on two dates and it just kind of fizzled out. So from his point of view, I wanted to know.
All right, so here it is right there. She wants to know. She's got, and can I ask this? Why is she showing his text message? One of the things that I told you is that women screenshot all the conversations you have with them. Remember, just the other day I said, stop communicating via text with these people. Stop emailing them, especially when they ask you questions like this, because you already know it's going to get screenshot. Then she's going to put it on Instagram story. Then she's going to get everybody's feedback, and then she's going to make it about her. When people text me, when they start asking important questions and details, so you remember that last time I came over? Nope. I don't remember the last time you came over. Matter of fact, I do, but I've documented in my journal. All right. What do you want to know? Well, when I came over the last time, before you slipped the gym hat on your salami, they start asking details. You know, on September 5th, wait a minute, what? At September 5th, 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. when I came over and I slid through and you start swimming in my body. No, we're not about to have all that. No. You need to come in and explain what you're talking about. You're not about to get detailed information and then have that shit screenshot. No. Somebody says I delete my text every day. Not women. Women got text messages from like 8 years ago. Women to get a new cell phone and transfer, they'll transfer the text messages from their Nokia and keep that text messages on their Apple. They'll put it on there. No, we ain't about to do all that. Let's get the text messages up. So let's see what she wanted to know. It says, hey, hope you're all right. Real random one. Okay, remember, this dude did not text her ass back. Hey, how you doing? And she gets right down to business. Hey, hope you're all right.
Nope.
Yeah, I just want to know. Real random question here. I wouldn't have answered a damn thing. Real random one. But I was wondering if you could give me a little insight on why dating never really progressed with us. Just looking for a bit of feedback. AKA, my feelings got hurt. I can't believe you had the gall to dump a woman like me. Look at me. I'm special. I'm the prize.
What happened? Where did all the men go?
Okay. So she wants to know why she didn't make it to the next step, because she did his ass a favor. He says, he responds, I'm good, thanks. Hope you're good too. It's dating on apps. Gives people too many options and variety. It's killed the dating game. Well, he sounds like he's been watching the coach here. It has killed the dating game. Apps has killed the dating game for men and women. If you guys ever, and I don't want to hear any sob stories, if you literally wanted to fix the dating marketplace, you would kill dating apps, all right? I mean, you would fix that right there. It would fix it immediately. But you don't. You won't, because you're a hypergamous, all right? You're a monkey brancher, all right? You're going to deal with that. Nope, I want my shot at the top-tier men. Hell no. Because, like, dating for women is like hitting the lottery, all right? Not for men. It's like going to bankruptcy court. So here she is, got some L's. He's like, broad, I got, he probably said it in the English accent. He was like, man, I got hoes, 304s and different area codes. He said, I got 304s. She says, ye, I don't know what that means, or yay. I'm good, thanks. Okay, so you went back onto dating apps after then? She, what is, bruh, she acted like she's surprised. You went out on two dates and you had the nerve to go back on dating apps? There was no commitment. Who thinks this dude hit? This dude obviously smashed her. I'm thinking the same thing. He hit. There's no way in the world he didn't hit. Okay, he smashed that. She didn't tell that. Here we go. He smashed, because why is she in her feelings? He went ahead and ran them insides to her esophagus, and now she's mad. That, dude, this is classic. This is classic. I can't believe that you did this to me. Now, he's lucky she ain't going to the police. So, she basically said, I went back on dating apps. And this prompted her. Okay, so wait. You went back onto dating apps after you smashed this? And he was like, yes, I could not stand soggy titties. I mean, now listen, everybody likes a little soggy Captain Crunch every now and then, but not every day. I can't eat soggy Captain Crunch every day. Now, every now and then, I will have some Captain Crunch in there, and I will get it a little soggy so it don't tear up the roof of my mouth. You know, that Captain Crunch will tear up the roof of your mouth. It'll be shredded by the time you get in there if you eat it too early. And so, he said, no more soggy Captain Crunch. It was good once, but that's about it. He's now going to look for Ling Ling. All right. He's like, I'm done. I didn't have it. I didn't beat that up sideways. I want to see a photo of this dude. And then he says, yes, I'm on Tinder. He goes back on Tinder. All right. So that's the text message number one. He smashed. All right. So next text message, it's a really little short here. So he goes back on Tinder. And she says, oh, God, how's that going for you? How's that going for you? Okay. Like, how's that going? All right. Yo, how's that going for you? And here's the kicker. This will hurt her feelings. Look at it. It's a shag fest. Go ahead and give it an L. You see that? It's right there. Now, if you guys don't know what's going on in the United Kingdom, shag, if you haven't seen it, what was the movie, dude? What's the guy's name? It just slipped my mind. Dr. Evil, dude. I almost said Harry Potter. What the hell his name is? Oh, you guys know I'm really bad with names, man. If I can't remember this dude's name. Shit. Anyway, the spy who shagged me. slips my mind. Anyway, I know I'm sad with names. I'm telling you, dude. Austin Powers. Go ahead and give me a help. I'm bad with names. All right, if I had to remember somebody's name right before they slip my throat or cut my tongue out of my mouth, I couldn't do it. They'd be like, tell me the name of Austin Powers. I'd be like, damn, I've seen all the movies. What's his name? Wait. Austin, what? So Shag, the spy who shagged me. I know that part. Yeah, gold member. So look, he said, it's a shag fest. And she got hurt feelings, dude. She got her feelings hurt. Number one, he shagged her. And she realized she was just another chick. Let's hear the second part of her video.
I mean, he was honest. I'll give him that. You know, he says there's, you know, there's too many options. And what is that always one if you get in a shit from Tinder? So it's made me feel better because I just think there's nothing that I'd be able to do. That's what he wants out dating. He doesn't want to date. But it just made me think how many other people are out there that are like that. And there's probably a lot, and it's really difficult. I wanted to share my feedback with you all. It wasn't there. There's other options.
So, in other words, she says, it kind of makes me feel better because it's not really my fault. He just had too many options. And she didn't understand that. Again, guys, there's women that are dealing with you. And because you got so low standards for yourself, and you bang low-hanging fruit all the time, what happens is these people think you ain't got nothing better going on because she knows she's low-grade. She knows she's average. She knows she's not that good, but she believes in her mind that, well, if you're with me, you obviously don't have anything else going on. And so she tried to say, well, it really wasn't me. Oh, no, it was you, baby, and you and Tiffany, Tamika, Tammy, Tanisha. It was all of them. It was all these women on here lying on their back and letting dudes rub their belly. That's what it is. Yeah, it's your fault. And so now she's like, well, I guess he had too many options. I really didn't know. I need to reevaluate who the hell I am. I thought I was better than that. I thought I was the best thing since sliced bread. I thought, sure enough, I'm going to go on here. I'm going to find my husband in 3 months.
Nope.
And so now she's looking back going, well, you know, just wanted to share this feedback with you. Guess men have more options than I thought. I guess I'm just a run-of-the-mill, average stock factory issue, plain Jane with a soggy midsection. All right. Who knew? Who knew that men were sleeping with so many women? That's what she's basically like. You know, how many other guys are doing this? No, how many other girls are doing this? Okay, you got to go back. How many other girls are doing this? There's a lot of girls that are doing it, and she just got a reality check. Hey, let's do these super chats. I love it. She's sitting there. I can't believe it. I respect his honesty. I just don't realize. I wonder how many of these other guys I'm swiping with. Okay, which begs the question, why does she have any other guys? Why does she have all these other guys that she's worried about? Yeah, your ass going to be in a dating app. Guys, this is why I told you. Dating apps and women, I don't respect any woman on a dating app. Ladies, if you're on a dating app and I match with you, I'm going to ask you, what time and day do you want to come over? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, maybe we can meet and get to know each other. I'm looking for something long term. You're on a dating app. You know this is a shag fest. You know this is a F fest, C carousel, T-1000, 2000. This ain't no damn... I'm looking to meet somebody. I don't have any problem meeting women. What I need is to roar. You still here? Get out. This is crazy, man. These people think that. Why are these people thinking they're overrated? Oh, it's a mess. Let's get to these super chats. I'm gonna read another part of the article. Maybe I will. I don't know. We're only here for an hour. Where are we at? Somebody tried to be in my comment section earlier talking about, you're not a traditionalist. You're out here running with these junior college chicks. I'm like, I can be traditional and, give somebody a fistful of 20s. A lot of traditional men, hey, your most traditional men had chicks on the side. Where have you been? That's part of being traditional, number one. Number two, just because I'm not stupid doesn't mean I'm not traditional, okay? I know not to put my balls on a table when I don't need to put my balls on the table. All right, here we go. Cognac Stories, KC Coach on primetime today. I'll catch the replay of the playback at work tonight. Shout out to the Coach gang. Bangers out here. Shout out to you, brother. Appreciate you. We'll be back to regular time in a minute. Unprogrammed the Mind says, stop bring Pantene hair weave. Shout out to you. Hey, man. Viewers, discretionary affairs, I'm on this date with this Busted Pillsbury biscuit can, and after this date, I will take her back to my house and then let her lay down like a Carlos Jr. star. Hey, but shout out to Carlos Jr. in a minute. It's going to be a mess. She's going to put a dent in that bed, brother. Hey, just watch out, man. Hey, body parts be popping out everywhere, bro. She take off them. You know, these pants they wear is stretchy pants. You know, back in our time, back in our day, they used to be just jeans, you know, hard-ass jeans. Now they stretch pants so they can get them up all up over that stuff and stuff be all compact. And y'all looking at the girls, ooh, she thick, everything in the right spot. Ooh, look at the booty all lifted up. The jeans pressing her midsection in, she can't breathe. She be like, and then the legs be looking so thick. They be sitting there, titties be sitting all up just right, push up bra be on. You know these bras are expensive as hell. Okay? They got the lift and the wire. The things be sitting up just right. Like, whoa. Soon as I get her to the crib, they got spanks and girdles and all kind of stuff all in there. Soon as you get out, stumpy, falling down, laying over to the side, yo, gotta watch out. Stuff be popping out like a Busted Pillsbury biscuit can. You open that can and be like, pff, and then that stuff be popping out like, damn, where was you hiding all this? Where was you hiding all this? I didn't see this in there before. Everything was sitting right in the right spot before I peeped you out. When I peeped you out, everything was sitting up right. See, this is why when you get older and you've had a few of those experiences, you really know now. Then you'd be like, all right, I'm not fooled by that. I know that midsection done lapped over that panty line. I know as soon as I get to the crib. Because sometimes you be like, it look kind of good. You know them high-waisted yoga pants? They be sucking everything in. This is typical of the Kaylee, though. All right? Them yoga pants is be pushing all that midsection in. You guys got to watch out and do your due diligence. Or you going to catch a surprise up in that damn thing. Anyway. Got to be careful these days, man. That's false advertising, by the way. Let's see here. My man PH Darren says, I'm black and my wife is Latina. We're separated right now for a divorce. It doesn't matter her ethnicity, 13 years. And I've been saying that for a long time. This is why I don't come in and degrade specific types of women. I just generalize and say, hey, this is the group. And if everybody ever wants me to hone in on a certain quality, I can definitely do it. All right, but there's no perfect woman. There's no perfect, okay, I'm white, so I don't want to deal with white women. I'll just go to Asian women. I mean, you know, you're just going to get a different set of problems. And you're going to get a different set of pros and cons. Pros and cons. Baraka, greetings from Uganda. Shout out to you, brother. Thank you for coming all the way from Uganda. Alta, Tara, Coach, hope a great evening to you. Hey, me too. He says, what are some steps you took to get over the rage stage in hating women for their nature? Can't lie, I'm struggling. And guys, my show has evolved over time. And I definitely understand when men go through the rage stage. It's an important stage. It's an important stage. Encountering it is just as important. But one of the things is you got to be able to have release whatever it is that is bothering you, and you have to have a sounding board. Fortunately, my sounding board was the Coach gang. But there are other men that can't find blue pill men, though. Okay, don't be their sounding board because you're just going to sound like you hate women. All right, we don't hate women over here. Okay, so we're going to be over the race day. So what I've done is found a sounding board that can absorb the messages and give you feedback back. Also realizing that when you see, say for instance, you go through a divorce or a breakup or something like that, what will happen is you'll believe that, oh man, these girls are monkey branchers, they're hypergamous, and they'll you know, we'll start saying all the lingo, and then you'll think it's just you, right? You'll think it's you, and you got duped and hoodwinked. But what's gonna happen is, and you gotta look at this and realize this, women throw away whole, complete men. Women throw away. This was what helped me out. When I started looking at the world, I'm like, there's women out here throwing away men who make six figures. They're throwing away men who are millionaires. Nicole Young threw a man away that was worth 800 million, close to a billion. Jeff Bezos was worth billions. Although, you know, he kind of made his bed. They was already done anyway. Bill Gates lost his wife. Men who are tall lost their wife. Men do that have muscles get screwed over by women. I started going, wait a minute. Yeah, I have a deficiency here and there, but I'm seeing complete men getting thrown away and tossed to the side. That helped. That literally helped. I was like, well, shit, it ain't me. It's them. So now what happens is I realize that rejection is part of the game. And just because she's not feeling you, I have to go back and focus on the women who did feel me, all right, who were feeling me. Sometimes you men are greedy out here. You guys want 100 women to feel you. Look, if 5 gorditas feel you, roll with the 5 gorditas, all right? But you guys got to realize when you win. But we take our losses too hard. And we've got plenty of wins in here. Now, our wins aren't supermodels, and your losses to a supermodel, but hey, you ain't supermodel material. Get your ass back into your right mind frame. Go out here, either level up, focus on yourself, get some damn hobbies, do whatever you need to do, level up, and then maybe you can qualify for these type of women. But then, if when you do qualify for these women, one thing you're going to have to know is these women will throw your ass away. These women... Let's just say I got gorditas right here. I got 5 gorditas and I have 2 average plain Janes and I got 3 girls that are making me run. She's running circles around me. I'm jumping through hoops and jumping over hurdles to get with her. She's an 8. She's a 9. What you don't understand is a woman that is an 8 and a 9, she ain't loyal to nobody. She ain't loyal to nobody. She belongs to the streets and the community. This broad gonna ho-hop and hop on every other opportunity she can because she's going to have a ton of them. When I mess with 8s and 9s, this is what I do. You guys got to really change your mindset. I'm telling you, man. Because if you go out here in this blue pill world, in the Matrix and all these little key terms we have, if you go out there, you're going to be messed up. 8s and 9s are strictly for fun, good weekends, trips. All right, and the time I got her to lie on her back, it's a win. Tell her ass to go to somewhere else. She's going somewhere else at some particular point. I'm a loser anyway. I'm not going to try to hold on to these women. Let me go ahead and get the 20. Let me go get the fistful of 20s for this broad. Have fun and send her back. But you guys be trying to hold on to these bras. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. Guys. Women belong to the government, institutions of higher learning, and corporations. Let them deal with them. They don't belong to me. There's no woman on this earth that belongs to me. She's not my property. Meaning I won't purchase her for long-term use. I'm going to send her back to the government or the streets or an institution of higher learning or her job. That's where her ass going back to. So this is how you get over it. Hey. Let this man explain. If you're dealing with rage, gentlemen, I'm not trying to make light of it. If you're dealing with rage, let this man explain how you get over it.
Here comes the bankroll. He's coming. Here comes.
This is what make it all happen right there.
That's what make it happen.
This is what make it happen.
If a man want to know how to meet a nice woman, how he meet her?
With this. First damn word come out your mouth. I got money.
But those not respectable women.
I don't want no respect. I want some ass. Damn the respect. I want you to break down like a 12-gauge double barrel shotgun and show me what you're working with.
But don't you want commitment?
What? Who?
You don't want to be committed.
I'm committed to getting her to that bedroom and giving her what she needs.
Hey, one thing you got to get, and he gets it. He gets it. You're going to live a long, fruitful life when you stop taking women seriously. Everybody hear me. Ladies and people who, for people who think that I, you know, this guy hates women, I have female women here that watch me. All right? They're loyal, faithful watchers. All right? And they're here. They know I don't hate them. Women that I know in real life, they know I don't hate them. I don't take you seriously, though. I don't take you seriously at all. Okay? I don't take a damn thing you say or a damn thing you do seriously. Okay? And that helps me live a fruitful life. At my age, I'm like, you can't out-earn me. You don't look better than me. Look at my chocolatey skin. It takes y'all thousands of dollars of Botox injections, plastic surgery, Sephora makeup palette kits to look like me. Look at my skin. I'm 45 years old with a beard like Santa Claus, salt and pepper in here. And I look better than you. And all I did was wash my face and brush my teeth this morning. So I'm like, listen, man. Guys, stop taking people too seriously. Look, not even just women. Stop taking people so seriously. On this earth, you're gonna stress yourself out. Stop stressing yourself out over these women. Good Lord, this is the whole purpose of my show. Yeah, they be doing mud masks, getting facials. They be squeezing all the little white stuff out of their nose. They sitting in the mani-pedi booth all damn day, and I look better than them in the natural, in my natural habitat. I don't do nothing. Now, I do go to the mani-pedi, okay? That's in my book, by the way. Don't act like that's brand new. I already mentioned it in my book. Hey, when I go, them Asian ladies be trying to fight over me, all right? No, I'm going to get him today. All I hear is them girls be fighting. They be like, nim, 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 nim. Oh, nim, 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 nim. They be pointing. Dude, I went one time. I'm sitting up there. They think I'm an R&B singer. Because when last time I was in there with my daughter, I dropped her off. And the R&B artist, The Dream, was in there. Okay? You know. So, anybody know The Dream? Make a Bag is one of his big songs. All right? So, he's in there and I'm in there. And they're making a fuss over The Dream when I was in there. So they think I'm like, this is a place where famous people go. Like Kobe was in there. On the day he won the Academy Award, he was in there. I saw him in there. So rest in peace, Kobe, by the way. So I'm in the chair and they want to rub my shoulders. There's two girls working on me, one on my hands, one on my feet. Yeah, she was working on my feet. And the third girl says, do you want a shoulder massage? You want me to rub your neck? We rub your neck? And I was like, yeah, get my neck, get my neck. She fighting over me. Another girl like, no, I'm going to rub his neck. And they talking, nim, 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 nim. And they fighting, they arguing and stuff. And the other girls are like, which one do you want to rub your neck? I was sitting there like, man, both of them. Let me see their feet. Hey, ladies, pull your feet out so I can see what I'm dealing with. Yeah, hey, this is what it was. This is what, hey, what I'm doing is getting my training in. They fighting. These women fighting to rub my shoulders for 20 minutes. And I'm sitting there like, no, dude, king shit. Hey, if you ever want to do some king shit, go into one of them people and let them fight over you. They was out there killing me, man. They was like, man, the two girls that was working on me, do you want her to rub your feet? I'm sorry, rub your neck or rub your neck. I was like, the one with the pretty feet. Get that girl over here. Get over here. Yeah, get her over here. Ling, ling. Hey, I got a job for you, too. When I'm about 65, I got a job for you. All right, I done went off the Oh, my goodness. Get over here with them pretty feet over there. Yeah, go ahead. Rub my shoulder over here. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, you love me long time, huh? Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, Alter Terror, I got you, man. Hey, this is why we're here. We're laughing. We got to laugh about this stuff, man. Because, look, man, some of you guys be taking women too way too seriously. Women are for fun. They're for fun. Somebody's going to come in here, but you have a daughter. Is your daughter for fun? No, if the right guy ends up giving her what she wants, then that's her deal. But they're out here telling you they for fun. right? Every time we look up, there's women out here sitting around here telling they're there for fun.
Hey, sucking dick for sex. Hey, sucking dick for sex.
Yeah, man. Here we go. I muted myself. All right, let's get to these super chats. Who we got? Head and Shoulder ATR. You on this late? LOL. I thought I was the only one to think of coming on this time. Yeah, man. I'm on late tonight. We on the late night special. Prime time. This is like the Saturday night's main event. I know some of y'all on the East Coast, y'all trying to fall asleep. You like, sucking it for a stack. Oh, you trying to fall asleep. Remember when I was a kid, trying to sit up, wait for Hulk Hogan to come on the screen. You'd be like, 10:30, all right, the show coming on. You like, all right, here we go. Hulk Hogan going to be on quick. Then Greg Valentine and Tito Santana wrestling. You like, I'm up. They go to a commercial break. You be like, you take your ass to sleep. You wake up. Hulk Hogan in the ring, like, you like, damn, I done missed it. See, back then, they didn't have DVR. They didn't have DVR. If you miss something on TV, you missed it. Anyway, what are we doing here? Ed Vivarius, thank you for becoming a member. Members live stream will be coming back. Don't worry. Maryland guy says, my ex posted my text messages on Facebook when I dumped her and all the simps came out of the woodworks. All of a sudden, I was the bad guy. Gentlemen, stop texting women. Here's some advice. I always give you advice. Stop texting women. Now, when I mean texting, I mean having deep conversations, arguments, and discussions, and trying to get points of clarity in. Stop texting. How many times do you have to find out that they're screenshotting you and setting your ass up? Leave they ass alone with the text messages. If you want to talk about something important, wait till I see your ass face to face so I can tell your ass, all right? Because they act like they don't understand. I don't understand. What do you mean by that? Explain yourself. No, you don't need no damn explanation. I said it the way you needed to say it. I said it the way you needed to say it. It needed to be said. You don't need no damn explanation after I done said it. Man, unprogrammed the mind says, soggy this level 8.5 in those mud flaps. Shout out to Rolo's Pantene Hair Weave and Single Mom's Cunt. Shout out to them. All right, Michael, Metro the Fourth. Likes are free. Hit that like button. Thank you, man. In Wheezy, coach, women on dating apps are extremely aloof until you hit. Then they are the exact opposite and will expect some type of connection. Guys, it is their advantage. Look, they got a piping hot piece of pizza between their legs. That is the best thing the nature has ever done for them. I mean, because if they don't have that, they got nothing. Nobody would help them. The saber-toothed tiger would have ate all the women a long time ago. All right, so Mother Nature knew what they were doing with women. If it wasn't for that stank between their legs, y'all wouldn't even bother with them. Y'all would be like, get the dick. What is this? It would be an insect. Y'all be having spray and repellents. Y'all be like, hey, there's women coming around here. Y'all wouldn't even bother with them. Y'all would be like, somebody get. There's women coming? Bruh, hey, put the landmines out. But nature gave them that one thing. And y'all ruined your entire life over it. I mean, it's an amazing thing when you think about the simplicity of it. When you think about the simplicity of that, it is what nature gave them. However, what eventually happens is they use that as a loss leader. They use that to gain leverage. They use that to manipulate. They know what's going on. They can't be this, you know, you sometimes they're like, well, I don't understand. You can't be that dumb, all right? You guys know what's going on here, right? But they'll act like they don't. But then what happens is, just like we have post-nut clarity, they have post-nut clarity too. And that clarity is now it all makes sense. You've entered her body. recklessly. And now she gets to change the rules. Now she gets to become who she really is. See, before you entered her body, that was her representative. That's not who she really was. That was who she was using to negotiate on her behalf. Now she lost the flirt game and she lied on her back and you rubbed her belly. And now she gets to be who she really wants to be. That's how it works, gentlemen. Hey, listen, we need to stop as men acting like we don't know what's going to go on. You guys really need to stop acting like you don't know what's going on here. You guys know women are going to switch the game up soon as you lie all in between their legs. This is how they work, guys. This is how it works. They're going to want something more from it once they do. They've monetized what's betwixt their legs. And so either they're going to demand cash, a commitment, respect, additional sessions to get a stroke down. They're going to demand you put her on Instagram as a girlfriend. There's demands made after she holds your piece, your salami ransom. It is what it is. And if you guys stop being reckless with your salami, you will get, start gaining leverage over them. See, I got leverage over them. I actually can turn their ass down. Nah, ma'am. Nope. Junior college it is, or this is going to be a hit and quit. I'm just letting you know. If you come in here with that stank that you done offered up to dozens and dozens and dozens of other men, if you come in here trying to leverage it, I'm not playing your game. If that's what you're going to do, go ahead and bounce. Otherwise, I got other people to do here. I got places to go and people to do. You can't hold their leverage over me, all right? You're going to know what it is, what up front. And don't act confused. As soon as you act confused, you donezo. Let's see here. The Dr. Detroit, you're going to make the MGTOWs cry, coach. It's too easy. He said the MGTOWs cry. They be wanting to cry sometimes because, of, you know what? I get it. I was there, man, because I was there in that rage and I was there in that, like, oh, damn. You know, mad at the world, mad at the court system. And yeah, man, I got finessed. Then I realized, you know, I don't have to play their game anymore. You realize I don't have to play their ball game. Now, what does that look like? Stop taking them seriously. Invest in myself. Buy my own self some stuff. Find happiness in my own life. Hustle. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that I can do in the absence of women that I'm actually more satisfied. Because then when one comes around, and ladies, you guys are here, and one of my other ladies are here, Model Super, we used to call her. Hey, listen, they don't realize how draining they are, okay? I do this with people, too. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. You're draining. You drain men. You drain men of their energy. If you don't inspire them, you drain them. Useless conversation, long drawn out topics, long ass text messages, volley text messages back and forth. That is called being an emotional tampon. In essence, you're draining me physically, trying to maintain this relationship and talking uselessly about stuff that really doesn't matter. We're rehashing conversations that we've already had. You're talking about gossip that I don't care about. You're talking about things that really don't matter in the grand scheme of thing of my life. You go handle that. I got bigger and better things to talk about. You drain me, and I cannot be around drains. If you are a draining person, oh my God, let me tell you what happened. Hey, I was over here. I was driving down the street, and then I stopped at the mall. And you know which mall I'm talking about? Not what mall are you talking about? You know, the Oaks Pine Mall. The Oaks Pine Mall, you know that mall. That was the mall when we went over there the first time we met, and then we went over there and we got a root beer float. You know that one? Okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, the Oaks Pine Mall. Yeah. Oh, by the way, they have a special on root beer floats coming up. You think you want to go? Nah, whatever, man. What was you talking about? Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So I went over to the Oaks Pine Mall, and then what the hell? You didn't zigzag me into three freaking conversations. I'm like, land the plane. They They telling you a story. They say a word. You know what that means, right? The hell, just finish the story. Shit. You draining me. And the last part of this, and I'll get onto the super chats. Ladies, you're not interesting, period. Nothing you do or say is interesting. The only reason why you're why men are interested is because on their finger, they want to wet their whistle. They want some stank on it that night. Okay? That's it. That's the only reason, bro. That's the only reason people sit in and listen to you. I hate to call it what it is. See, I'm brutally honest over here, so if this offends you, I don't even know why you continue to watch. And that's another problem that people have. Because they know I'm right, but they're offended by it, and they keep watching it. Never in my life have I watched something that I was offended by and, like, continue to watch it. And then when at the end of the video, oh my gosh, this is outrageous. I'm going to comment. Leave a long-ass page comment. Never have I done some shit like that. Hey, look, if I was offended by something, I'd be like, click, turn it off. Click. Nah, they be in here. Who is this guy? This guy is disrespectful. And he's a misogynist. These ideals are ridiculous. Ladies, I'm going to tell you this. This is a hint. I want you to get this hint. Come in closer. Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies, listen. Close your Cosmopolitan magazine, your Cosmo magazine. Close it up. All right? Take the cotton out of your ears. Come in closer. Closer. I want you to come closer. You listening? I know you're listening. Ladies, this is just for the ladies. Hey, guys, don't listen. Listen. Hey, ladies. What I say is what every man thinks. But they just can't say it. So you better listen to what I'm saying. Because your husband and your boyfriend and your brother and your father, they believe the exact same thing that I'm saying. Now, you can believe that or not. But one day your ass gonna be surprised when your husband tell you the exact same thing I tell you. But see, I can freely tell you because I don't want to put my outsides in your insides. See, you're listening to me right now. I don't want to screw you. And because I don't want to screw you, I can tell you the truth. See, I can tell you the truth because I don't want to put my outsides in your insides. I have no interest in you. I don't want to see all the cottage cheese all up under your underbutt. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see them big panties afterwards. I don't want to see it. So I have no interest in telling you false ideas. I don't care. And because I don't care, I can tell you the truth. See, the people in your life can't tell you the truth because you'll be crying. You'll be like, oh, this is just terrible. Somebody was brutally honest with me, and I've been smuggling salami the entire time. Okay? They can't be honest with you. I can be honest with you. I can tell you because I have no interest in you. All right, now 90% of y'all go sit back down and stop bothering people all day. All right, let's get back to this. They be bothering people all day. They wake up bothering people. They get up in the morning bothering you. Have you seen my other black shoe? Oh, what the hell? Could you make me breakfast, honey? I don't have time for that. I got to go to a work meeting. All right, damn. Mind if I get a quickie?
Nope.
I can't even get a quickie. I can't get a breakfast burrito. I can't get nothing. No attention around here. Now you want me to do work. Can you take out the trash, honey, before you go back to work? I got to get out of here. I got an hour of traffic to go to. You sitting in traffic bothering people. You calling your mother on the phone in the morning. You speak to your mother in the phone every morning. You click your damn auto hands-free thing. You talking to your mother. And he asked me for a breakfast burrito. The nerve of him. You bothering your mother. Your mother's like, oh, shit. Yes. Yes, Vanessa. Yes, Tamika, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Every morning you call, you got to call your mother. You show up to work bothering people all day at the human resources department, okay? Where are you at? All day bothering people. Okay, that's your job. You the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. That's the jobs they give you in corporate America. You the police. All right, you harass people all day. Vanessa, you're the harasser in charge. So all day you harass people. Then you come home, all right, on the way back to your hour and a half commute sitting in traffic. You harassing the teachers, your kid's teacher, your kid's gym coach, harassing. Then you go back to your husband's house harassing his ass. Every day, every time somebody's around you, they be like, and you know what? They can't tell you to go jump off a bridge. That's what they want to tell you. They be like, I hope Vanessa don't show up to work today. You harassing the people, you on the board of the HOA. You are harassing people, you on the PTA meeting board. You harass people all day, bro. All right, let's get back to the show. This is only supposed to be an hour. All right, here. After our week's coach, several people caught Dems prior to the cameras rolling with no one in sight wearing a mask until the cameras are tuned on. Give them the circus music, guys. I saw that clip too. I don't know, man. I don't know why you guys ever believe the entire thing anyway. Yes, it's a flu. It's a variation of the flu. It is what it is. But they caught y'all. They hit y'all with the okie doke. I can't believe Americans fell for this, by the way. To this day, this is why, again, I can't take Americans seriously at this point. I mean, what you guys fell for, listen, it is what it is. Oh, my gosh, people died. They're going to get sick. Oh, my God. Remember, before when I was talking about this on March 2020, I literally was saying this exact same thing. I was like, I ain't worried about it. Oh, what's going to happen is you going to catch it. They wanted me to catch it so bad. Where are those listeners at? Are these people still subscribers? Where are those subscribers at? Y'all wanted me to catch it so bad and die. Y'all wanted me to catch it. See, that's why you're going to catch it. We hope one day they're going to be running your highlight film talking about YouTuber died after he was disrespecting the C-19. I was like, nope. Nah, it ain't. No, I ain't. Not until the move variant comes around, maybe. All right. But I was like, I'm going to be good. I ain't worried about it. Oh, you going to catch it? You going to catch it and die? I can't wait. People wanted me to die so bad. Y'all some haters. Why y'all wishing death on me? This is why I'm mad at Americans. Because the people who were like, I ain't worried about it, y'all wish death on these people. This tells me about you. This tells me about what type of person you are. Why would you wish death on people? Why don't you just say, okay, it's cool that he don't care. Let me go on about my life. But you wanted me to care so bad. You wanted me to hide. You wanted me to get my napkin all day. Can't breathe. You wanted me to do that. You honestly did. Then you wanted me to get the poke. Then you wanted me to get the booster shot. Then you wanted me to hide in my house. Then you wanted to do that. Meanwhile, I took trips to Hawaii, Orlando, Miami, Philadelphia. I done flew all over the damn country. I didn't stop living whatsoever, all right? And y'all was mad at me. Be mad. I wasn't going to stop living. Hell with that. All right, Will Davis says, no headphones at work anymore. Damn, catch the replay. Damn, sorry. They knew you were listening to me. AQVX told a cute 30-year-old on Tinder, we should hang. Her response, what do you do for a living? I said, what's your body count? She unmatched me, of course. Yeah, don't let women question you. Okay? They think it's their prerogative to start invading you. And then when you ask them questions back, they don't want to answer. What city you live in? Why you want to know that? Well, I just want to know how close you are to me. Oh, are you some sort of stalker? They won't answer the damn question. Just say what damn city you in. Are you in Albuquerque or what? Shit, I'm in Las Vegas, New Mexico. We close. Stop beating around the damn bush. Answer a damn question head on. See, I don't let them do that, man. What do you do for a living? What do you do? See, these questions could be answered in person. I'm not going to let your ass shop me online. It's crazy, man. Quentin Jordan says, shout out to the coach gang and the coach. This message proves that, fellas, we are the prize. Hit me with the diets. Don't work the same. Where's the diets? Don't work the same woman. All right. Man, do I even have her on here? I don't know if I have her. I might have deleted her. I got tired of looking at her sitting on that stool. She might be on my other. Oh, here you go.
Black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. The racism that you...
The diets don't work the same. All right. The diets don't work the same. Y'all had me. Yeah, they had me all messed up. They were like, that's all I got to say. Anytime I want to say something to me, man, bro, I ain't got no time for that, man. Remember that 15 days? Just stay home. We're all in this together. Before the commercial came in, before the commercial came on to the 15 days, we're all in this together. We'll do it for 15 days. Everybody will return to normal. Before the commercial came in. The
following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Now we're 596 days to slow the spread. All right, where are we at here? Let's stop messing around, man. This is great. I was only going to be an hour. Let's see here. Yeah, man, I think Clifford Charles. Where's Kaylee at, coach? Is the price wrong, right or wrong? Tell Kaylee to come hop on my lap for this. And he got the salami. He got the steak. Not even a salami out here, bro. He got the steak. What's Kaylee doing tonight? Let me check on Kaylee. Kaylee, what you doing tonight?
Hi, my name is Kaylee. I'm a blonde. I have no tits. I make boys fall in love with me. They always throw in fits. I like being single. No, I've never been cuffed. These boys want our relationship, but I'm just trying to...
Woo! DG Seymour, blessings, coach. He gave me a very generous co-sponsorship today. He says, working late on this engineering project, hit me with the focus on my career.
So I could focus on my career.
Oh, yeah, sir. Appreciate you, man. Fantasy Hustler, Coach Speaks the Truth. Shout out to the Coach Gang. This is what we do here, man. Jeremiah France, the hustler, is in here. He says, did a job for a 50-year-old black realtor this morning. We got into the RP, right? We got into RP and seemed a bit blindsided. She knew what MGTOW was, and I said, men who value, men with value are waking up. So she knew. Wow. Well, you know, this message is spreading. And we are the literally, there's no antidote to us. There is no pope. Okay? There's no pope. Nobody has a solution to us. They've tried everything. Okay. And we're not out here spewing hate. We're out here telling men, you got some value here. Get your head out of your ass. Like she got stank. Oh, she got a piece of peace leaf between her legs, and it is fantastic. Okay. Stop killing yourself over that. Stop ruining your lives over that. Stop obsessing over it. Now, if you're 21, 22, I get it, right? Like you got hit by Father Time and Mother Nature with a big old jolt of testosterone. So it's almost practically unfair for you. I get it, right? You guys walking around with hyped up on testosterone all the time. It's unfair. You know, nature's cruel. But just know that women get that effect later on in life, you know. By the time they hit their 40s, it's just a rapidy rap. But they got all kind of marketing campaigns to try to convince you otherwise. 45 is the new 20. She still got it. Stella got her groove back. You know, MILF, GILF, what was the other one? There's another one that slipped in my mind. But these are all marketing campaigns designed to get them to be consumers and stay in the consumer game, because otherwise she'd be running around here in a moo-moo all the time, not caring. But now these girls walking around, 50 years old, feet, gremlin feet. She buying high heels and dresses and capri pants. All right, blouses. They still got it. They out there buying drinks for each other. They go to restaurants. Four women. They share one dish. They share some jasmine rice and some chicken breast, all cut up. They get four little plates. And then they hope a man comes in there and pays for the bill. Cougars. Yes, Cougars the other one. Cougars. These are all campaigns designed to do what? Number one, get attention, get men to give these women attention because they were invisible at one point. A lot of those women used to give up. Like in the 80s and 90s, 50-year-old women used to be like, ah, forget it. You know what I mean? It's a wrap. They put their moo-moo on. They go check the mail. They get their rollers in. They was like, we ain't trying to go out here. Now, y'all be running around here trying to bang out 50-year-olds. Anyway. Where's my mind? RMP, RIP to Norm McDonald. Okay, he was a sarcastic comedian. RIP to him. Let's see here. Halo strikes this pancake titty. Heaven Heifer is bitter. And she was a name in a DMX song, Shaking My Dead Head. Yes, she's just another name. That's all she was. And what these chickens want from a brother. Tony Ocasio. Hey, coach, did you see the episode with Donovan Sharp breaking down how an incel went from MGTOW to GAY? It's scary, coach. Hey, look, people can do what they want with their lives. I didn't know. They're all trying to figure out life. Let them figure out life. You know, I lived next to some neighbors that was, you know, all the way GI gay. Let them be gay. I don't care. Like, it don't matter to me. And one of the neighbors, actually both of the men, one was a military guy and one was, I don't know what he did. All right. But there was a dom and a femme for sure. There was a dominant one and there was definitely one feminine. But what they told me were they were both married to women at one point. They were both married to women, but now they GI gay with the Kung Fu grip. And I'm like, it's all good to me. They never bothered me. They never hit on me. They would see me and, you know, we'd have conversations. I'm cool with GAY people. I ain't with them. But they had a story of, because I was talking about my divorce. And he was like, oh, yeah, we both were married to women at one point. And I was like, damn. I was like, I ain't doing what y'all doing, though. Whatever y'all got for planned, it ain't going to be me. All right, shout out to Mooney. What's up, girl? Shout out to you. She out in Saudi Arabia out here. I told you, man. Hey, yo, CGA love the ladies. The ladies love CGA. My man, my girl Mooney says, peace, quiet, and freedom, wisdom. Shout out to you, superstar. And here, my man Lamont Adair says, looks like the junior college prices went up to a fistful of 50s, especially in the valley. Uh-oh. These girls putting their prices up? Whew. Yeah, pause. Hey, whatever I said about those guys, insert pause anywhere. Hey, the prices are going up. I don't know, man. The prices might be going up. But it depends on what you're doing, man. Dude, let me just tell you, man, girls are going out. Anyway, John Ridgway, coach, looking like the next Carson King of late night. We doing this in here. Late night show. All right, thank you, man. Here's CGA. John says, sucking stick for a stack. Woo! Someone loan me a stack. There's one girl in there that I really like too. Woo! Now she only gonna get a, she ain't getting a stack from me though. Ben RP, thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, man. On Program to Mind, my first serious girl was from the Jackie Chan community. Let me tell you, they are cold and heartless. They'll gut your ass. This is what people don't realize, man. And it depends on what Jackie Chan community too. All right, I'm real privy. Since, you know, since I'm in an area where there's a lot of people, a lot of different people, I just don't see like one type of Asian, one type of white. You know, I see them all. And there's some I don't mess with at all. I'd be like, what's your back? And I know I'd be like, nah, I don't mess with y'all. They will cut your intestines out. Hide you in the attic. Drain your blood so you don't end up stinking. Hide you in the attic for 8 years. They be having her ass on Dateline. She be on Dateline. I don't know where my husband went. I love him a long time. I don't know where he went. He disappeared. He disappeared. I don't know. But I moved my entire family here. And we look for him every day. I don't know. She got the insurance policy out on his ass. She got all that stuff. They gut you like a fish up in this damn thing. You better watch out. Hey, y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop going around here talking about one race of woman is better than the other. I don't subscribe to that at all. Now, with that said, there's some women that I don't mess with at all. You on the no-fly zone. You on the no-fly list for sure, all right? I mean, listen, there's no one better than the other, but some of them, you're on the no-fly. And some of you guys are on the smuggle salami only list. Some guys, you're on the sleepover list, all right? There's some people that don't get no play. You get nothing. But no, there's no one better than the other. It's just a different set of problems. Whatever problems you want and whatever the problems you want to avoid, then select accordingly. If you want to avoid all problems, go MGTOW, okay? Go MGTOW, go monk, and live by yourself. If you don't want any problems with women, just go monk. If you want to select the problems that you want, then we can talk. I will never commit to her. Love that. He says, Coach, I love you, man. He says, I must gain 3 years of life thanks to you. Best show on YouTube. Hey, I'm adding life. I'm adding life to this brother. That's what we do around here. And all of us are brothers. We all of us are brothers here. The Nissan Altima, the car of the hood chick. Women ghost me all the time with their $700 payment. Give them the buzzer. Uh-huh. Nissan Altima, she working on her credit. 84 months, $700 a month. She going to pay that off at some point. Somebody says, go with a blind girl. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me see here. John Ishu, very informative and entertaining. This is why this is the best edutainment show on YouTube. It is. Shout out to D. Jackson. Darnes Jackson, appreciate you for becoming a member. Stranger Danger drops his wallet. This man is the truth. Gentlemen, hear him. The free agent lifestyle got me focused on my purpose, making north of $200K a year. Guys, the free agent lifestyle is the cheat code to life. This right here is the cheat code. And I'm not just singing my own praises. Look how dark it got adjusting to the book. I'm not just singing my praises. Guys, when you say to yourself, I want to figure out this life, because I'm going to tell you, man, having a lot of women is fantastic, but it's going to drain your ass. There's no reward. Having one woman, finding one loyal woman, there's no reward to it. They actually are in the driver's seat. They won the lottery. You didn't. Now, if she's good and don't drain you emotionally, then you're going to, it's a win. But you're going to take some L's along the way. You ain't just going to go out here just winning all the time. It's going to cost you time, money. It's going to cost you meat, money, energy, attention, and time. This is what you got to put in to any woman. Yeah, literally and physically. You got to put in with women your meat. Put your meat into women. If you don't put your meat into women, you'll never put your meat into women. Hey, but stop acting like having sex with women is some sort of accomplishment. Guys, dogs have sex with other dogs all the time. Okay? It's not an accomplishment. You're not going to get a Nobel Peace Prize, even if your body count goes to 1,000, all right, which there's got to be herpes attached to it or a grape allegation. At some point, you're going to get caught. Nobody going to give you an award because you banged some broads. The only award you're going to get, roar, at the Monkey Double Backflip University. Hey, my letters are missing. You're going to go to the Monkey Double Backflip University. You're going to bust. And life goes on. Now you still need money in your bank account. Now you need a job. Now you need to be able to pay for some food. Right? You still need to do some things in life. Go get the Free Agent Lifestyle book. All the stuff and attention you put into women in America, bro, you can get that for 5 pesos, what, 20,000 pesos somewhere else, cheaper maybe. It's worthless in other countries, bro. It's worthless. It's worth $5 to you in another country. What you paying over here, $700 a month, $150 for a dinner, swiping left, swiping right, answering questions. What do you do for a living? You can go somewhere and get $50 and you can get an entire week's treatment for the same thing you working like crazy over here. What are we doing here? 100 pesos. You can make yourself you can bust a whole week's worth of nuts on 100 pesos and you bending yourself over backwards, acting like you had an accomplishment because this woman gave it to you for free. Gentlemen, there is no such thing as free peace leave. No such thing. Get it through your thick skulls. There is no such thing as free peace leave. You're paying for it with something. All these goofy dating coaches. Now, I respect some of these guys, by the way. Well, it's not exactly paying for it, because you're not paying for it exactly, because when you push over here and you take her out, you're actually entertaining her and there's a transaction. But then when you get over here, stop. They buying tickets to go over here with the express intent to go get women. That's paying. You're going to pay anyway. What the hell? There ain't no free peace leave out here. Just by spending time swiping on a dating app, I done paid. I could have stopped doing that. Man, go get the free agent lifestyle. My man J Money says, you're celibate? Well, I'll buy a bit. CGA, shout out to the coach gang. I don't believe in celibate women. The only celibate women that I know are selling a bit. That's all I know. Christian Kobe, there are haters, coach. Give him the buzzer. Hey, I love haters, and haters love me. Like, what else would you do? Like, imagine your life. You don't like a person, and you're going to continue to show up on their show and hate on them. I mean, I've never in my life, like, I didn't get this far in life going, I'm going to go somewhere where I hate this person. You know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. Haters literally are low-value, low-quality human beings, and you have to determine, are you going to live your existence based on the opinions of low quality human beings? Or are you just going to live your life based on your value? Like, I would never let these people bother me. I'm unbothered. I wake up in the morning and I have my chocolated skin and I'm winning. David says, anyone that tries to force the jab me with that... He says, with that genocidal poison, I will vax them with lead. I don't think we'll get that far, David. I think you're good. However, you're going to be segregated and you're going to be oppressed and you're going to be discriminated against. That's their threat. That's all they got. Like, you can't go to basketball games. Hey, Los Angeles just live. Hold on for a second. Los Angeles, just after Newsom won, they said, we're going to put the handcuffs on y'all. No bars, no restaurants. It's crazy. You got to have the poke to go to a bar. And there's people that are like, yeah, this is right. Oh, man. It's crazy, man. Antonio X, don't stop, coach, till you get enough. That's what we do around here. Chelsea Gator, let me read what you had to say, because I remember you, brother. All right, I read it. He says, new job has kept me from being able to watch, but I left South Florida for Texas in a 20K raise. Hard to leave South Florida 304s, but I'm on my grind. Shout out to the coach gang. Hey, man, welcome back. But I'm glad you're on your grind. See, this is what we do here. I want men to be able to say, hey, because of the information we passed and I got my focus, I'm on my grind. I miss your show now. I got to watch the replay now. Love it. Gray Hayes Music, been away for a minute, working on my purpose, which is music. This is what we do here. He says, finally started a channel to get my name out. Thanks for all that you do. Hashtag Monk Mode. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Congratulations to these brothers that are working on their purpose, man. Darnell Jackson moving to Dallas from Michigan before my liberal family serves me up to the government for not getting the jab, all right? I'm going to have to get to Texas. I mean, if I delay too long, I'm going to be stuck here in California. California is done. I mean, it's done. I mean, it's not done, done. It's not done, done. This needs to be a place that I can visit. Okay. All right. It's crazy, man. DG, but shout out to you. Congratulations. A lot of brothers have made some moves. So the last three brothers, they talking about the moves that they've been making because of this message and the lifestyle. I'm telling you, man, this planet as we know it, you know, people don't want to say it, but this is a man's world, okay? The fruits of our labors are rewarded in various ways. You guys are doing it backwards. You guys are trying to get the prize of the peace leave without doing the work, without sacrificing, without risking, without achieving. You're trying to do all these damn shortcuts. Shortcuts are what I call anything between cold approach, trying to learn how to message people and on dating apps and what to say and do all of this. I don't say a damn thing. I just let what I'm doing do the work for me. If she ain't got no intentions of coming over here and laying on her back like a Carl's Jr. star, I ain't about to beg her ass. Bye. I got other things to do. Now, if you're going to come over here, I'm just letting you know, ladies, you're going to come over here. All right. It's going to be a short visit. I'm here for not a long time, but a good time. How did my man say it? This is basically it.
Here comes the bankroll.
It's coming.
Here comes.
This is what make it all happen right there.
That's what make it happen.
This is what make it happen.
If a man want to know how to meet a nice woman, how you meet her?
With this. First damn word come out your mouth, I got money.
But those not respectable women.
I don't want no respect. I want some ass.
Chicks be like, oh, you know, I text you and, you know, you don't text me back. And I figured, you know, you would ask me and check on me. I ain't doing all that. I am not doing all that. Okay. The only thing that needs to be text between us is I'm on my way. What time you want me to come over? I want to get together with you tonight. Let's go catch a movie. And then I'll lie on my back. I already know what that means. You don't have to come over and tell me you lying on your back. I already know you coming over here. And if you ain't coming over here with the intentions of that, don't waste my time. I'm not here for all this. Look, I don't need no relationship, man. And I don't need no, I don't need to own a woman. I don't need another bill. I got plenty of bills around here. I don't need it. All right, if you don't want somebody for that and you want a loving relationship and romance and trust, go find someone else. Stop bothering me. I'm not putting any additional time into you. I'm not the one. Like Ice Cube says, I ain't the one. And it's not that I don't hate you. It's not that I don't want love. It's not that I'm hurt. I just don't see the value in putting time into you, period. I don't see it. Maybe you see it, but I don't. My man DG says, what up, coach? I met a 46-year-old MILF, and she drove an hour to see me and didn't want to let me get the yams clown music for her. The level of delusion. Now, this is why I tell you don't drive to a woman ever. Unless in the text messages, she has said, the yams will be waiting for you on chill until you get here. The text message needs to say, when you pull up, park around the corner so your neighbors don't see the fifth man coming in and out of my house. The door is unlocked. Come upstairs. I'm waiting for you. That's what the text messages need to say before I get my ass in the car. Now, there's sometimes I know I'm not trying to hit. Like if I'm trying to get to know you, I just don't smash anybody. Okay. Not anymore. There was a time that I did, but now I actually have to vet the woman out because I have a lot more to lose these days. So I will go and meet with you. But then that's when I tell you my intentions. This is when I tell you, okay, this is what I'm about. You go messing around with me. This is what I'm in. If you ain't with it, you ain't with it. I get it. All right. This is what my expectations are. This is what you'll get from me. And you're getting no more. Now, if you hang in there, you'll get you're naturally going to get treated well. If you hang in there. But if your ass trying to leverage peace leave over me and I don't know that and I'm not that type of girl, go find somebody else. I ain't here for that shit. I ain't here for that. All right, Fantasy Hustler Coach telling Kung Fu Grip stories. Lived 1,000 lives. 1K lives. All right, with the Kung Fu Grip, G.I. Joe style. Life Noel says flying a private plane over Glacier National Park tomorrow with a flat-chested Kaylee from the junior college. Gonna give up the fist full of 20s. Hey, gentlemen. I don't know if you realize, but that is a market. People don't realize it. It's a market. The agency in NYC. Haha. He says, I'm sure listening to you qualify for CE credits, continuing education credits. Thank you, coach. You're trying to qualify for CE credits. Thank you, man. He says, after dealing with the New York Department of Health today, I needed a laugh. All right. Congratulations to you, brother. You look jacked, too. Congratulations, man. Over there in New York City, over here. Dealing with any government agency in New York probably is going to give you a headache. Dr. Detroit, trust is merely a word in the dictionary behind sucker. Anybody that does this, and I fell for this so many times that I'm not ever doing the blind trust ever again. No one gets my blind trust. Every time I have an interaction with you, you earn a chink of trust, a chink, a very small percentage of it. And there's never going to be a full bank of trust with Coach. All right. This ain't going to be the bank of trust. Okay, you ain't going to get the relationships are built on trust.
Nope.
No, they ain't. No, they ain't. All right, that's a sucker's bet. What I'm supposed to do, give you full trust, give you full access to my wallet, and then maybe I'll get something from you in the end? No, 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 no. Well, if you do this first, then I'll do, no. Dexter the Jamaican, greetings from Jamaica, Coach. Is it Jamaica, New York, Queens, or Jamaica, Jamaica? Dexter the Jamaican over here. He's over there with that long. Stella got her groove back. My man Dexter says, been a while since I paid dues. Keep up the great work. Loving the morning show, too. Enough respect. Shout out to my brother. I need a Jamaican accent. Boom a clot. Is that Jamaican? All right. Wiley Robinson in the building. Thank you, man. And the agency, New York City over here. Man, we're done for the day. This is my late show. This is my entree into the late show. Who knows, man? I might make a permanent move to the late show. I like my times, though. But at some point into the future, we might make that move, but this ain't the time. Omar Bodie, to all detractors, subscribe to Coach so he can add to his numbers and you can keep hating. It's a win-win. We're elevating the Coach cartel in 22. Yeah, hey, haters, subscribe. And haters, like. Because I'm going to give y'all a lot more to hate in the few months and years to come. Shout out to that Coach gang. Enjoy your Wednesday night. Enjoy your gordita or whoever you got, your slow Tuesday, or your junior college chicks. Enjoy them. Or your wife. You're paid all that money to not get no peace leave from your wife. Enjoy her and some marital missionary. Peace.